News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant within The Marker, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, you're in a very summery mood because you're suggesting a salad. Summer hasn't quite arrived.
No, but the weather has definitely brightened up. And I often find people with salads, they really just think about it as something that you have on the side.
Yeah.
But really, chasing flavour is kind of a chef's job, right? And really, when it comes to a salad, it comes down to the dressing. And I've got a dressing here that I tell you, once you make it once, you'll make it throughout the summer. So we are focusing on the ingredients that are just coming into season now. So it's a spring green crunch salad with an almond, chilli and lime dressing. So it is going to sound like a lot of ingredients, but they're all handy enough to get your hands on, I think. So for the salad part of things, you want to get a small head of broccoli, 100 grams of edamame beans. I know that sounds a little bit exotic, but most of the supermarkets now sell them in the freezer section, and they're little Japanese broad bean, and they're really, really worth getting, especially if you've kids, because there's a lovely sweet flavour from them.
That's edamame, that's E-D-A-M-A-M-E.
They sell them you'll often see them if you ever go for sushi and you suck them out of the pods, but you can actually get them in the frozen section. Then 100 grams of peas, if you can get fresh, wonderful, but frozen works perfectly. A couple of carrots that you're going to grate, 6 spring onions, a quarter of a cabbage, so get the hard white cabbage here or a red cabbage. That's what's going to give the salad a bit of texture. 50 grams of dates. This really makes a difference to the salad because it'll give it a little bit of texture, and you just, when you chop them up and get those chewy little bits of dates, delicious. And 50 grams of roasted cashew nuts. Of course, if you don't like cashews, almonds or walnuts or whatever nuts you like, really, peanuts even. And then some coriander or basil. I know some people aren't great with coriander, so whatever herbs you like. And then the dressing, you need 100 grams of roasted almond butter or any peanut butter, really, to be honest. I just like the almond butter. 3 tablespoons of rice vinegar. So this will be in the Asian part of your supermarket. Definitely worth picking up as well. 3 tablespoons of soya sauce. 2 tablespoons of sriracha. So that's that fermented chili sauce that I use quite a lot. I mean, obviously, if you don't like chili, leave it out. If you like it really spicy, add a little bit more in.
Yeah, we use it for all sorts of things.
It's so delicious.
Burger dressing.
Exactly, yeah, it's really, really good. And like, it's not too hot, but if you like this, just add a little bit more in if you like it hot. Lime juice, this bit is really important. This is what's going to balance the dressing. So you need 1 lime juiced, but if your lime isn't very juicy, don't be afraid to put another one in. And then a thumb-sized piece of ginger that you're going to grate. A microplane is very, very handy. You'll probably see chefs using them on the TV all the time. They're about 15 or 20 quid. Definitely worth picking up. A couple of tablespoons of good olive oil. If you don't use olive oil, like rapeseed oil or avocado oil, also brilliant. And then a teaspoon of honey and cracked black pepper. Now, this couldn't be easier. With the dressing, put it all into a bowl and just mix it up. So it's literally just the almond butter, rice vinegar, soya, sriracha, lime juice, ginger, olive oil, honey and cracked pepper. Mix it up. You could also put it into a little jar and just shake it. And then as you need it, it's in your fridge. And then chop all the ingredients up with the broccoli. Just cut all the florets that are like the size of your baby nail finger.
Yeah.
Look, quite small. And then the stalk, chop that really finely as well. And everything else. And then you just mix it all together. And it's literally that simple. It even tastes better the next day. So if you had a bit of chicken or a bit of, you know, flaked salmon left over, bit of that in with it for an extra bit of protein. Yeah. And you really will. This will be a salad you'll come back to, I promise.
Very good. We're going to try that. Thank you very much, Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker in Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.